Blog Talk Radio.
Under a groove, getting down just for
Makes my heart beat when we share. I think this is the youngest us ever felt.
Everyone, welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight Brother Eddie is going to be discussing the true college and the real university. Brother Eddie, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You are loud and clear.
Oh, goodness, yes. Let's get on before any interruptions with these cell phones and what have you. And how you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
I'm doing great. As long as we continue the class without interruption, it's great. And before we get started, I want to say Ashe to the ancestors. Namaste to the elders. And peace, honor, and much love to the family and listening audience for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that we share together. We thank you. Yes, Sister Antoinette. So,
yes.
Get started. So, do you have any current events
that
you
want
to touch on right quick? Okay.
Yes, I do. Okay, let me go with this first. Let me go with from my heart first. All right, now, we have a trend of violence that's been going on all around the country with these young people. And from what I understand, this is a TikTok thing. And we have to do something about this social media with our children, you know, grandchildren, you know, whatever, friends, whatever it is. But you know, TikTok has, you know, been known to, for, you know, which we've seen over the last couple of years with these children doing these foolish demonstrations. And I know one is that now is a new one, is Benadryl. You know, taking 15 Benadryl pills, and one boy died from doing this. So then we have the string of violence that's been going on all around the country. And, you know, and here's another TikTok thing. And wait a minute, I got Sister Paris is going to give us more about it. Sister Paris? If you have your line muted, can you unmute, please? Okay, maybe she'll be with us in a moment. Her hand is out. But I mean, all around the country, we see where these children are just. Yes, there you are. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I apologize. Anyway, I don't know. If something is going on, numbers are everything. I had the information, and it disappeared. I can't find it. But though the date and what happened in Chicago and also in Alabama, let me see, if Montgomery is Alabama, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yes.
Okay, well, it's 60 miles from Montgomery, and this is a little bitty town. It's just so sad. And I was trying to figure out, but I can't find the doggone thing. I sent it to you, but I can't find it on where I even sent it. The young people that were murdered, the amount, I know a 5 came out of that in Alabama. And I don't know the details or the numbers of the episode in Chicago. I call it, what's that movie? God dang it, I can't think of it. That movie where
you said to me earlier, The Purge.
The Purge, thank us. Right. that's what it sounds like. Everything, it sounds like they're doing the purge. But Brother Eddie, what I would like to know from you, is this being orchestrated? Is something going on? It's bigger, it's deeper than what we can even realize. And it has to do everything with numbers, because what little my brain was able to retain from Chicago and Alabama and Texas, it seems like those numbers are relating to one another. I know you know what I'm trying to say, Brother Eddie, right?
Yes, I do, Brother AZ. Yes, I do.
Okay, and I don't have the information before me to make sense out of it, so I'm relying on the family, you, Brother Eddie, to get us up to speed, because it seems like the adults are a major, major part of this, even instigating and allowing this to happen. In Chicago is no joke, family. It's some kind of energy rolling over there in that Chicago, and I've been clocking that. So I'll be quiet and listen.
Okay, we have someone with their hand up, and maybe they can give us the answer. I'm sorry, Brother Eddie. Go ahead.
Well, Mother AZ, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay,
yes,
real quick, Mother AZ, it's orchestrated, but at the same time, it's in divine order. I'm going to touch on that by using the biblical analogy of Moses going to Mount Sinai. First and foremost, we know that social media, we've been talking about social media, is no more than a weapon. This is weaponized against the people, not just the children, because we see crazy adults doing some crazy stuff also. But this lets you know, if we play back maybe 3 years ago, we remember the same scenarios that were happening when you had, they were called flash mobs, where all of a sudden, a gang of children or youth would show up in one area and just start terrorizing everything and everybody. So, again, this is a repeat of what they're doing. Also, too, if you've been noticing, they've been talking about here and other places closing up Walmart, especially in the black and brown communities. My radars went up very quickly. Anything that I hear about Walmart, especially with them closing. A few years ago, we also discussed Walmart being used as detention centers. Now, think of everything that's happening, family, with the children going crazy and acting crazy, doing all this crazy stuff. Them closing Walmarts, they're talking about detention centers. We have people shooting people, all this carjacking, and it's dealing with the youth. Now, right quick, to tie it to Mount Sinai. And again, let's get away from so much as looking at it from the characters and personalities, and let's look at it metaphysically. So Mount Sinai, which comes to 35, which is an 8, the calling that Moses was getting. Call, when you're getting a call, call is 8. To go up to the mountain. But again, it wasn't just Moses. It was the people. And as we know, the people are the church. But the church always has a leader. Moses was chosen as the leader. Now, real quick, making it metaphysically, Moses is just a part of our mind. And this is the part of our minds that we're dealing with. This part of our mind is chose to go up to the top brain to have that conversation with Lord God telepathically. Moses was the representative of the people. Moses happens to be 20, which is 2. People is 20, which is 2. The church is 29, which is 2. When he went up for that discussion with Lord God, Mother. And through telepathy, was able to talk to a burning bush. This is the voice that came from the burning bush. Burning bush is 47, which is 2. Voice is 20, and telepathy is 38, all the 2. Moses, or our mind, is that part that we are now at this juncture to receive, as Moses did, the laws that we're seeing country basically being very disobedient. And remember, as Moses was going up to get the laws to obey, the people were rebelling below. The people were worshiping Baal. The people were disobedient. Well, disobedient is 47, which is that 2. Obey is 11, which is that 2. Now we're seeing, just like as Moses went up, and it's the analogy of us going to the top and seeing, getting the information through the discussion to fix us. And once we come down from that top of the mind and see the people now in disarray, out of order, doing all the crazy, lascivious, perverted, homosexual. Isn't all this happening right here in this country? So as those of us, as Moses said, those who are on the side of God, stand with me. And if you're not, those who don't stand by the law, you're going to die by it. This is where we are. We're seeing all of this. We're the chosen few. Like we say, look at how many of us are on these lines. And when we talk to others in our circle, people that we can identify who just ain't there yet. But we can't worry because their biological clock hasn't went off. They haven't woke up. But again, we have to take the power back. By fixing us, we have to communicate with our youth, with our children, with our babies. We got to stop saying what they, them, and what am I, you, doing to put a halt to this, to at least slow it down so that we can inform or give better information instead of, oh, it's going crazy. No, we can't talk to everybody, but those who will listen that we come in contact with, this is our opportunity to now teach. Don't let those teachable moments pass you by, because again, it's a reason that certain people, certain children, certain youth, regardless if they're delivering a pizza, if they're DoorDash, Uber, some person you meet on the street, in a mall, in a church, wherever you are, it's a reason, family. And the majority of the time, we have what needs to be given to the individuals we meet because they still sleep. And all we do is drop that seed. Once they wake up, they start to water the seed. We can't stand there and water the seed we drop. We got to keep it moving. Pass it, keep passing it on, passing it on. Because, again, that biological clock goes off at different times for different people. As long as we are planting positive thoughts, those seeds, and that's why positive is 38, which is a 2. Thoughts is 47, which is a 2. And seed is 20, which is a 2. The positive thoughts are the seeds we drop. So we, with the mentality we have, we are the Moses for those that are in our circle. Not everybody. We're only meant to touch a very select few. And again, we can identify who's who by their words, and more than that, their actions, their behavior. So with that, family, that's what's happening. We've been talking about it for how long? And as I always say, we speak it into existence. See, we can go back on all these different shows that we listen to and we comment on and hear what we've been saying. It's here now because of the energy that we possess. We manifest. We speak it into existence. Ashe, family, we got to take our power back.
Yes,
by
seriously
being careful about what you say using these English words of the occult. We're seeing this language is very dangerous. We didn't truly realize, but the more we basically break this code, break it down, we're seeing by basically paying attention to our children. We didn't teach them the things that they're doing. Where did they get it from? What's in the atmosphere? What's in the air? Okay, family, with that, I think you said you had another caller, Sister Antoinette, who wanted to add in.
Yes, Erica 706. Erica 706.
Grand Rising. Sister Antoinette and Brother Eddie, and
you know,
I'm very grateful, and I love that analysis that you gave of Moses going up the mountain when he came down, and he took the commandments and threw them at the calf, right?
Yeah,
the golden
Correct.
Calf they had made. It was because they had created the symbol for the wrong season. They were no longer in that season of the calf, which was the sign of Taurus. It was the time of the ram, and which was what we're in now in the sign of Aries. And so it was that they had fallen back into what they were in when they were in the land of captivity, and they were taking the gold and forming it into that idol, that this is what they was remembering, and not knowing that the seasons had changed, and that's why they had to wander in the land for 40 years for another generation to die and for the next generation to be born. And Moses wasn't allowed to go into the land of milk and honey. So that's an excellent scenario, because we're looking at what we're seeing now, and, you know, everything is in divine order. And I think I sent it to you, Sister Antoinette, because today is April 19th. This is the eclipse tonight of the solar eclipse leading into tomorrow, which is what we're having these energies. This is time for ritual. And this is why you see this wilding. You see, I sent you the clip about the sheriff being busted, talking about if we were back in the day, we could have took a rope and took these black folks out and lynched them. And they caught him and the sheriff and the head of the sheriff department and a couple of other folks. They were all recorded. So they brought that out on them. We're having all of these energies just coming up as above, so below. And you have where right now you have the planet you know, Pluto is in Aquarius, and Pluto is when this country was founded 249 years ago. And you have these energies of revolution, of change, and what's going on in the leadership. And then you have Saturn and Pisces, in which that energy that's being done of the ending of Pisces. And so you're having this above, and then you're having these people coming in with the technology to where, you know, in the hood, just like you live out in Blue Island or you live around that area, the signal in that area is not as strong as downtown Chicago, because downtown Chicago has to have amplified 5G because all the business and things that go transact there. So it has a higher frequency. And you can turn a frequency up and can make it like a magnet and draw people there. And if you know that they can take this technology and put subliminal messages into those phones that all those young people were carrying, that's a programming that was already subliminally put into them to go to that concert, because that was what was publicized to them that they wanted to attend. And so you have technology being seen as that, okay, let's see how we can control the behavior if we turn the frequency up this high, or if we turn the frequency down this low. You get reactions when you turn and amplify the transmission of these frequency of 5G, 6G, and bring it down to 4G. So what you're seeing is a test pattern that they're seeing. Okay, we can get these ones to act like this. We had Los Angeles do this. Mama AZ talking about the folks down in Montgomery. They're doing testing to see where this thing is going to work at, because they're looking at, like you said, Jade Helm was the thing in 2015 that they did down in the Southwest when they sent the military in and they said, okay, if we do martial law, where could we put the people at? They closed down Walmart, took all the shelves out, put barbed wire fence around it, and that was it. But even one better, Newt Gingrich, when he was the Secretary of State back in the early 2000s when he was with Clinton, he came up, you know, those cement barriers that they put along the highway when they're doing construction. You ever see those cement dividers that they put in on construction? He had them design them to where instead of making it a solid thing of cement, you make it that same thing, but you put bars in there so you could put 6 to 8 people inside of that little, fold them up and put them in there. You see the pop-up police stations that they can do, where they can just pop a police station up and you put guards up in there, you got cameras on it, run the barbed wire around it. You got concentration camps. You can roll them in. I watched them roll in building a new adult correction center in Cobb County. They were rolling in 3-stack-high cells for to put in this new jail, and all they do is just snap them on top of like each other like Legos, and that's 3 stories of jail cells. So it's already implemented. And what did they see on Long I-20? They had 28,000 plastic coffins already set up. And they're putting all of this in place because when they shut down the currency, it's going to be mass confusion. And the first people that they're going to go after is the ones that you see running up and down the street.
Yes, 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 and family, I hope y'all heard that, because, again, take that and things that you see, we are seeing, and what we see is a test.
Yeah.
The rap songs say what you see is not a test. What you see, family, is a test. This is what they're
right.
doing. They're testing with these frequencies, with these youth, and watching them in different cities, who's affected, who's already connected. So, again, when they're ready to implement these Walmarts opening as detention camps, these storage facilities that Brother Kwame just mentioned, and other things. We mentioned these plastic coffins way back during Hurricane Katrina when all of this was being seen on trains. So again, now we're putting all of this together from way back then to right now. We see all of the testing, because the whole thing has been nothing but a test. It's called the Hegelian dialectic.
Right.
Problem, reaction, solution. They're creating the problems, knowing the reactions from the tests that they've been doing, and they have the solutions. Detention.
And see, the other part that they have, and people don't understand, they said Nintendo said that they will be more popular than God in your house, and when they started creating the games. And then they created, you know, Atari and all of these others. And then they came out with what do they have now? You know, Xbox. That Xbox is Xing out the youth that are now playing on those games. What are they playing? Carjacking. They're playing shootouts. They're playing all of this programming for the children. This is who is on these games, because they had a child, 10 years old. I think he was 10 or 12 years old. His mother took his Xbox. You know that he killed his mother?
Oh,
because
no.
She took his Xbox. She took his Xbox and he killed her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
goodness.
So this is the programming. Is that you have now put, you have what we, you've seen how crack was in the 80s and 90s, right? And how folks was all strung out on crack. Now you got Wi-Fi addicts. You got Wi-Fi junkies. Mm-hmm. Take a phone from a kid and see how he act. He act just like a junkie wanting to fix.
Yeah, that's true.
So what we now have created, we've created Wi-Fi junkies. And now all they have to do is to really get them to wild out, turn the power off that 5G and see what happens. You will have grown people going crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
And see, that's what you're talking about, that disconnection from the Creator, because you disconnected from your divine intelligence. You have been hooked on artificial, and you're not thinking for real. Just because you play these games on these Xboxes and killing folks and carjacking, when you do that in real life, them people don't get up.
No, they
don't. You can't replay that scene over. That person is gone. And so you've got youth that have been programmed from when they came out, first could even sit in front, because now they got them to where you got little kids with bassinets or cribs, and they got a frame over it that you put an iPad over that so they can be entertained by that, so they can be already programmed inside the cage, because that baby crib is nothing but a jail cell. If you look at a baby's crib, it's a jail cell.
Yeah.
Roof on it. So that child is turning over, looking at those bars, and it ain't nothing for them to, when they get behind bars, it feels normal. That's how the programming, how subliminally they program you. We would take kids, put them in a drawer, put them in a bassinet. We didn't put them in cages. Because you put that child in a cage, it thinks that's where it's supposed to be at.
Wow.
Yes,
well,
yes.
That's
what great.
We have another caller. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's just saying a great analogy. Great analogy.
Yes, it is. I never thought about that. Wow, okay. Area code 704. Code 704. If you
greetings.
Have yourself on the greetings, hello.
Greetings.
Can you hear me? Hello, how are you?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm doing
well,
great.
Thank
how
you.
Are you?
I'm doing well. My name is, I'm going by Phonicia right here because I have a lot that I would like to say. I'm not going to take up too much of your time, though. I'm seeing so many things right now. It's insane. Oh, my God, I wish I had a camera. Okay, so, all right, so this is what I'm going through right now. I just wanted to say, like, I know that everyone's talking about what's going on in the world and everything else, but at the same time, I was given some very valuable information letting us know that we do not have to worry at all, okay? So I went to a class. It was two healers there. They showed us where all the herbs and everything is in the woods, you know, what they're called, you know, what they look like, what can help this, what can help that. It's called bloodroot that can take away any illness, AIDS or anything, cancer. So I'm just saying they showed us all the things that we can eat off the land, you know. So they think that they're going to close the grocery stores and everything like that, but it doesn't matter because we have food in abundance every single where, you know. So we can just be making them salads. No, we're not going to have the processed food and all that other crap, you know. Not even a lot of meat maybe, you know, because I don't know if you even want to eat this meat that's here, you know, unless we're somewhere where they have raised their own animals, you know. So it's just we have everything in abundance. We don't really need these people. And because people are so, they just think that, oh, if they shut down, what are we going to do? If they take away the money, what did we do before? You know, like, we lived. We really lived. This is not living what we're doing today. I don't even know what this is. You know, no one's loving each other. No one's caring about each other. It is insane.
Yes,
I am by myself the majority of time. I'm going to say I have children, but they have been, I'm not even going to say they have been turned to something else. I am doing so many things today. It's insane. But, okay. But, okay. So, yeah, that was confirmation for me when I was on this phone. I was just looking at two things. I thought it was two lights. I'm outside of my job really right now. I thought that it was, like, two lights, and it wasn't, you know. And then I seen three of them, and then I seen four, and then I seen five. I seen a cluster. I thought I was recording the whole time. I sent it to Mama AZ, but it wouldn't let me record. And then I tried another time. They all disappeared, like, behind the tree. Like, I'm not supposed to, I don't even know if I'm supposed to tell y'all, but I did. I just think that y'all need to know that was confirmation for me that we are going to be okay. And that's just it. We're going to be okay. Don't worry about a thing. We are all going to be okay. And that is just a beautiful thing. I have a large family, so I needed to know that, you know, and I'm so grateful. I just wanted to share that with y'all today.
Well, thank you. We're having a family show, and I want to invite you so that you can share more with us. Brother Eddie, have you have any idea when we're going to do that?
We can plan on doing it in the next 2 weeks. And again, this is in divine order because you took that right out my mouth. When she started talking, I said, oh, my goodness, we need her on the family show class that we
yes.
were talking about.
I will
because,
be
again, today, while I was emptying the garbage out back, I looked in my backyard. And my friends were saying, here we are, dandelions
yes.
was everywhere. Oh, my
yes,
goodness,
yeah,
my I made me
too.
A dandelion smoothie today, family. This is why I'm feeling good. And once you said
yes.
that, I'm like, right on time. This is, woo, yes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
But
you know,
we have to say,
get,
we do need to get those herbs up, like, right about now.
Mm-hmm.
Take them now, and then we can take them as needed in the future. But, sir, I did want to ask you one question, Eddie. Okay, I see these numbers all the time, every single day. It is my birthday, but I keep bumping into people. You know, I just know them. Like, I'm like, you know, you look, I was like, I don't know how, but I just feel like, you know, I'm connected to you, and then they will have my birthday, you know. And then I would meet people whose birthday is just a different sequence of the same numbers. So if you can please help me with that, I have been, you know, bogging my head with this like for so long. I understand. I take those numbers when I do see them as confirmation, but I just need to understand them a little bit more. And those numbers are 921.
Okay. And that's a great thing. You
that's
feel. You, what did you say?
A three.
Nine.
I said it's
921. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, 921 is a three.
Yes.
So, but yes, that's a connection that you already have. It's an internal connection. And the numbers, again, once you learn that the numbers are no more than messengers, we have to learn the words that contain the numbers that we keep seeing, because that's the message that these numbers are relating to us. It's the words that we have to find, because those particular numbers are for us. And like I said, once you get the chart and you start finding these particular words and you recognize, like you said, you can identify certain people before
mm-hmm.
they even speak.
Yes.
Because, again, it's like the spirit is a magnet, and the spiritual is pulling the others that are mind like you are together. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, and greetings to the sister, and very powerful
greetings.
Message. And what you're sharing with us is premonitions. That's what it's called. You're seeing, you're a visionary. You're seeing things to come. And that's
yes.
what you're speaking to is because you're born on the fall equinox. My great-grandson is born on the fall. His father's born on the spring equinox, and he was born on the fall equinox. They're spring and
yes.
fall. And that's why you have been given the information of harvesting. Because
yes.
that's the seed, that's the beginning of harvesting. And so that's part of your birthright, being born on that date. And being able to understand that this is our plant, right? The forest is the first community, and all that grows in the pharmacy is what you're speaking of. The farm that's in the forest is what we see. The pharmacy, what we see in the forest, is the
yes.
medicines that we use for our healing. Because everything that grows in the forest, it has its opposite and it has its part that's our relatives. Our indigenous people told us that the standing talls and they are antennas and what we call the wood wide web. You can look at a documentary called Fantastic Fungi, and it will tell you about the microbials and the whole system of the rooting system in this planet connecting, because it's the wood wide web. It's the first web. It's the divine intelligence. And this is what you're being given energy to, and the numerology is what you're seeing. Sequential is a constant reminder of who you are.
Yes, I believe that. Yes, I know that to be true. Mama AZ told me a long time ago, I've known her for a very long time, but she told me I was a medicine woman like when we first met, but I really just, you know, I knew I'm kind of, you know, special as far as like you know, my dreams and, you know, stuff like that. I know things and a lot of stuff, okay? But I just didn't know that I can do the medicine as well. But I do know that I do have, I do massages. So my hands heal people, you know, and I noticed that. And when people are around me, like I've had my children, my ex-husband, or, you know, he used to snore real bad. And so he started staying with me, and then he didn't snore anymore. So it was just like little things letting me know that I have a certain power, you know, and I'm going to use it, you know, for good. You know, I met a lady one time in my dreams. I didn't see her. It was all white, but I heard her voice, and her voice was like an angel. And I kept asking her, like, I looked down, I couldn't see my body, I couldn't see anyone else, but I heard people's voices, heard people around me. So, and I just asked her, like, you know, what am I supposed to be doing here? Like, what should I do? And all she said was, be good. You know, like she said, be good, do good things, and be a good person. And I'm thinking, like, that's it? Like, but just tell me, what should I do? And she kept saying the same thing over and over. Just be good. Be a good person. Be good to people. And it's so crazy that people don't even realize that in life, that that's all you have to do, you know, and you're in it. That's it.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. I'm loving the numbers to that dream of that elder, that ancestor that spoke to you with those beautiful two numbers of those two words, be good.
That's it, yep.
B-E is seven, and good, G. OOD is 15, which is 6. 7 plus 6 is 13. That's God, family. That's true. That's spiritual.
I'm looking at 805 right in front of me. That's where I work at right now. I'm across the street. It says 805, and I just counted it, and it says, you know,
13,
oh, that's just 13. Yeah.
13,
that's
good.
Wow.
See? That's beautiful. That's, see, and that's a, as you said, a confirmation, affirmation right there.
Yeah.
By these numbers and the words now that you just asked for, and now you're getting what you're asking for. And you're seeing at the same time. These numbers come to you in a different form, but it still comes to that same single digit, 4. God.
Mm-hmm.
805, 13,
yeah.
7, 4.
Right here in front of me right now.
Yes. See? So that's, I love it.
I'm going down there in a second because I'm not really scared of too many things. I'm going to go walk down there. It's like a something down there. I just seen it. So I hope it's not an animal. So I still feel protected.
Certain things along our journey that are for us personally, that we are supposed to witness. As you said, you was trying to take videos or a picture of something, and it was like, no, it just wouldn't show because it was something you were supposed to witness, something that was there for you that made you.
But I think it was there for us because I think I had to tell y'all. Yeah.
Because, again, that's your thing that you saw it, but what are you doing? You are revealing what you saw.
Yeah.
We should actually be able to see what you saw through what you are telling or conveying to us. This is how powerful we are.
Yes.
See, so once you tell us, we are there. We get it. Some people can't get it. Some people don't like it. Well, it's not for them anyway. But yes, those who are ready to receive and who are receivers, and those like yourself who aren't only receivers, you are transmitters. This is what we're here for, to receive and to transmit. This is the technology they're using on our children, on the youth. These towers as transmitters and receivers. It's basically mimicking what the human body can do, the actual temple.
May I be heard?
Yes,
yes,
you can.
We can hear you.
Sister Life, I have a question. What you sent me, was it like a UFO?
It was like three.
It was like three, and they were sitting there. It was just two of them, so I just looked at it. I thought it was some more lights just down there. But then I looked again, and I seen three, and they weren't moving. They were just sitting right there. So I seen them moving around. They were doing all sorts of stuff, just moving different spots. So I was just recording the whole time. And then I sent it to you, but you didn't see it. And you're like, you put a question mark, so I had to check it to see what was going on. It wouldn't let me send you the record.
Was this in New Jersey? Excuse me.
No,
was
this
in New Jersey?
Charlotte. She's in Charlotte.
My son seen something like that a while back, and it was in New Jersey, but he wasn't able to record it either.
Right. Okay, let me ask you this, Sister Life. Now, do you think your energies, or do you feel that your energies, family? I met Sister Life on Tamaray, something that had to do with Dr. York and those creatures that were in charge of that land when I met Sister Life in Yadkin County, North Carolina. Anyhow, she was out of Winston, and she's in Charlotte now. And what I'm wanting to ask you, I knew it was UFO when you sent it, and I couldn't see it, but my gut says, I bet you those UFOs. Anyway, has your vibration or your intuition, Sister Life, gotten stronger since you transferred to Charlotte, North Carolina, from Winston?
That's
what they told me. And when I say they, I mean the tall ones. And I'm grateful you were kind enough to tune in to Dry Bones with Brother Eddie and Brother Kwame.
Okay.
Thank us.
Yeah. I actually, when I came here, I left my job. I was working at the Postal Service, and I quit my job there, so everybody really thought, like, what's going on? She's crazy, that's a good job, she makes a lot of money, la la la. But I needed a break. You know, I've been working there for like 10 years, and I did that for my children. I felt like my children were grown. I don't have to work like that no more, and that's not ever anything that I really wanted to do. So I just sort of the universe sort of like just took care of me, like, for 3 years. I don't know how. Everything just, I didn't know. I didn't have any money, you know. I didn't have any money. I applied for, unemployment. It took about a year to get that. That really helped me, you know, the extra money, you know, with that. I saved, you know, still paid my rent with that. And then it stopped, and then, you know, I went to these little programs. I'm like, they owe us anyway, so I'm just going to these programs, getting all the money that they can get just to pay my rent. I'm actually still in that same spot. I eventually went back to work because something told me to be a truck driver. So I needed to get some money up so I can make that happen, and so I applied to a transportation company, and I'm the supervisor here. So I don't do a lot of work at all. Yeah, I don't even do any work. I just talk to people like I love to do, and they're very nice to me, and they, you know, enjoy my presence. You know, I hate I'm going to have to leave them because I just found out just Friday that my whole class was just paid for my CDL. So I'm going to get that, you know. And hopefully I can visit everybody out there, you know. But that's what I want to do. I need to be on the road, you know. I need to see things that I know are not what everybody's saying that they are. Like, most of these buildings are actually, like, castles, and, you know. And, you know, the Europeans, they're not who people think they are. They're not white people. They're actually us, you know. And I know that we had a great big flood, and I know we had a great big earthquake that's messed everything up. I know that the Caribbeans was attached to the Americas, so to Florida, to be exact, and all of that stuff, everything here actually just belongs to us. The they even placed the Native Americans that we see on our land today are actually Asians that they went to Indian schools, and you can look it up. They went to Indian schools, and they were taught how to be us because the rituals needed to go on, and they were picked to continue our rituals because they didn't want us to know who we were. And I know a lot of things, and I'm not going to hold you all the way up, but I do study, I read a lot. My grandmother, my great-grandmother, I know my father told me that I believe she was a shaman, because he said that my great-grandfather brought her here from the Bahamas, and her people came and took her back and left my grandfather with all the children, which was about 11. And that's what happened. And my grandfather, he used to go back and forth to visit his mother, but her family was the original inhabitants of the Bahamas. And I'm almost certain that's probably what got him. He was murdered. So, So I don't post my children. I don't really, sometimes I try to stay away from them. Seriously, because I just don't know. I just know that my bloodline has to survive this. Not just like my bloodline is the only good one. It's many different bloodlines that we have to survive, and the many different things that we see and we hear and we research is going to show us how. And that's it. I'm not going to hold it up. I love y'all, and I'll allow someone else to speak.
Well, thank you very much for your comments. We truly, truly appreciate them.
Sister Antoinette.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
I just need to interject this. Sister Life, thank you. Thank us so much, because yes. I've been threatening forever and a day to call Brother Kwame to see if I'm thinking right, or if I'm being downloaded correctly. And baby, let me tell you, Sister Life, Sister Juanetta Lone Wolf and Reverend Allen of Miracle Valley and Chief Frank Fullscrow and Floyd Red Crow Westerman have been communicating with me. And in my dream, Brother Kwame, they're trying to cut out the sweat lodges. And then Sister Juanetta said to me that it's very important that we go back to nature, and the elders, such as myself, that's why Brother Kwame, you know, you're always in my prayer, because family, let me tell you about Brother Kwame right quick. Brother Kwame is one of the major people that has kept me grounded on this planet. We've been in other lives together, and I know one life we've been together on the Crow Reservation at the Bighorn gathering bodies. I saw this. Me, Brother Kwame, and the sister that brought Brother Kwame to Camp Arizona in North Carolina. But what I'm getting at, Sister Juanetta, Lone Wolf Cox, said it's very important that you, Sister Life, and others start to truck. If you already do not, if you already are not trucking, you get your CDL license, because more and more elders with knowledges are being displaced in the street. My age, I just had a lady come to the tree. I was sitting in the sun, and she told me that these people here are putting her out. And she's 77 or 78. Can you believe that shit? They're putting her out. And she doesn't know where she's going to go. But let me get to the point.
She needs to grab one of these houses that says for sale on it and move inside of it.
Okay. Well, I know this. Sister Juanetta and Floyd Crow Westerman, he made his transition because of leukemia. If you do not know who Floyd Red Crow Westerman is, he's Chuck Norris's on Ranger Walker, his uncle, the Indian man. Well, I don't know if I told you this, Brother Kwame, but he was the one that pushed me out the tree or off the mountain and told me to start Camp Arizona. He told me 2, 3, or 4 hours we had a reasoning together in Greensboro, North Carolina, and he said, Lee, if this is in your heart, you move forward with this. And I had that campground for 13 years, family. But we need a way to transport our elders to these different sacred locations is coming, because they're doing everything to cut out ways that we can teach. And Brother Kwame, I'd like for you to expound on that. Thank you, Sister Life. I'm in prayer that
Thank
you God. Get that your CDL license like now. So
Thank
you
God.
Can come out here. Now. Thank you.
I haven't been led the way I'm going to go.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank us.
Okay. Thank us, Sister Antoinette. Brother Kwame, what do you say about the sweat lodges and healing? Sister Life said we don't have to concern ourselves. We don't have to worry about nothing. I want to hear from you, Baba Kwame. I want to hear from you. What's your read on all of this?
I don't want to. I mean, this is Brother Eddie's show, and, you know, I'm being respectful.
I apologize, Brother Eddie. I apologize. Please forgive me. Okay. I'll be quiet. Okay. Thank you.
All right, family. I was sitting back enjoying y'all, enjoying the energy, and I already knew once Mother AZ requested for Kwame, Kwame was going to say exactly what he said. And much love and respect, family. And
yes.
Right quick, before I need to get started, Sister Antoinette, because you did one current event, and it's already past 9, and I haven't
yes,
even started.
Go so. Yes, go
Let
ahead.
Me go ahead, family, really quick before these anything messes up. So, again, we're already on it, family. That's why I'm loving what everybody's talking about, because it's no more than a divine subway right into the true college education and the real university. So we're going to start off with the true college education. Well, what is the actual college education? It's Mother Nature, exactly what Mother AZ and Brother Kwame was talking about, nature. and the sister talking about the herbs back in nature. That's the college. See, we were duped into going into institutions of so-called higher learning, but never revealing that the education was within the discovery of nature within ourselves or yourself. This is why now the education of nature that we all talk about with a different word is called journey. That's your education in nature, the journey that we're all on. We're all on a journey. See, it had nothing to do with a school or an institution to be institutionalized. That's the box that we've been put in. We're outside of the box in nature, the true education that we're even talking about. And while on our journey, we are now finding each other. We now know the ones who basically vibrate on a particular frequency. We now have started a foundation, and the foundation is no more than us to fix us. And through the discussions along our journey of this education in nature of knowing yourself, we find ways, as we were talking about the youth and all of the craziness that's happening, it starts with us to fix us. We turn around, and regardless of a youth that was involved or not involved, get that youth that you know. And we all know someone younger than we are, because that person that you tell is going to tell somebody else and so forth and so forth. But again, in order to fix us, we have to tell the youth the things that we are talking about. We make the youth aware of what we see in not only our communities and our cities, but the same things that are happening in other cities that they are not paying attention to. Show them how this technology, this digital age, is controlling them. Give them some examples so they can follow, and they will start to see things that we don't even see because we're not on these devices the way our children are. We have to open their eyes. We have to give them something more different, but that's right in their face that they can't deny when they see it. It ain't no, oh, that's a coincidence. Because we now let them know that it's intentionally done. And they tell you it's a coincidence. No. When you see the same thing, for me, the same numbers, hundreds of different words, but the same numbers keep appearing in conversations that we are talking about on a positive note, this is when the sister said, we going to be all right. I already know that. We are. But this is part of Mother Nature. This is part of our discovery within our journeys, because we're supposed to meet one another. Because within this education that we're getting through the conversation, a higher conscious conversation will activate that which is already in you. It will fill in certain gaps. It will help that clock, because the alarm is getting ready to ring if it hasn't already rung.
So this is the true college education, this journey through Mother Nature of discovering oneself. So again, it's the words, or for me, it's the number behind the words that we are constantly saying on positive things. And these are the things that we must continue to talk about, because it's the positive energy, it's the words, Ashe, that we send out that start to manifest, regardless if we know it or believe it or not. It has nothing to do with Ripley's, believe it or not. See? This is why we're breaking down this occult language of English in different varieties, different ways. We're seeing how this language of English is an occult language of confusion that's coded, that they've been playing a game. But it's, the time is up. It's, the time is over. And this is why this age of Aquarius, this awakening of this frequency of the sounds that we're talking about, the imaging that we will change, because how long have we have heard and have said that the whole world is waiting on the black man and woman here in America? Once we wake up and know that we are the true descendants of kings, pharaohs, and queens, and we act the part that we are because we know who we are. So we break those images and imaging that they're showing throughout the world of mass destruction in America in the inner cities are black faces. All we do is conduct ourselves in an orderly fashion, not by anybody's standards, but ours, dealing with the correct order. When they see that change that society had nothing to do with, that's the moment that they don't want to see. That again, the distractions permeated by 5G and these frequencies that we talk about, but again, the way we talk about it gives it power. We reclaim it when we talk about it with the information of what it's doing, and then show and tell, so that those that we are talking to can see, even by the devices that we're using, has information that basically proves everything that we're saying. But we have to make that time, family. It's not hard. We make time for everything else. We have to make that time. Right quick, what I wanted to do also, I wanted to break down the spiritual number 9, spiritual completion, real quick, by using the numbers and showing how this could be used. First of all, we know that 9, Tesla said it, those magic numbers, 3, 6, 9. 3 plus 6 plus 9 gives you 18. 1 plus 8 is 9. And the key on one side of addition, when you add any number by 9, you get that number that you added 9 to. even if it's a sequence of numbers, all you have to do is count those particular numbers. For instance, 1999. Well, 1999 will come up to a one. Some will say, how? Well, three nines is 27. Three times nine is 27. Plus one is 28. Two plus eight is 10. One plus zero is one. Any number, if you add 22 to nine, if you add two plus two, you got four. Four plus nine is 13. Or 22 plus 9 is 31. 3 plus 1 is 4. You're always going to get that number or those numbers that you add 9 to. And it doesn't matter how many 9s you have, but it lets you know you don't have to worry about the 9. That single digit is going to be in those numbers you add 9 to. On the other side, 666, which is also 9. When you multiply any number by 9, you will always get 9. I don't care how many numbers you add. I mean, you multiply to 9, you're always going to get 9. 2 times 9 is 18. 1 plus 8 is 9. 2 times 3, 27. 2 plus 7 is 9. Times 9, 36. 3 times 6, 3 plus 6 is 9. 5 times 9 is 45. That's a 9. Continue. You will constantly come back to the 9 when you multiply. On the other side, when you add, anything you add 9 to, you get the number back. But I said that to start off here with how we take control for using words to push your button, using words to control a situation. And again, understanding that we have the power, and this is one way that I use to reclaim the power that we have. And this is why the power is in the tongue. Power is 19, which is 1. Tongue is 28, which is also a 1. The 1 and the 1. That's why the power is in that tongue. So, and this is just class, family, so forgive the words that I'm about to use, but I'm using them for a reason. When a person is in a conversation and a person gets upset and uses the term, fuck you. Fuck you. Some people will get upset, or most people, it puts you in a negative vibe. We can even use this term. Fuck you, pussy-ass motherfucker. We've heard terms like this. Yeah. But as you just said, oh, no. Oh, yes, because, see, we control. If we hear that and we take it in negatively because we know what it's saying, but, again, now we control it by the number that's being used. All of that, that phrase, fuck you, comes to one. If you add fuck you, pussy-ass motherfucker, that comes to one. If you heard somebody say, bro, dumbass, MF, that comes to one. Well, why did I say that? Because guess what? Thank you comes to one.
And when I hear anything negative, I put certain numbers to it, and I control it now. So when a person thinks they're cursing me, thank you, brother. Thank you. Because by number, you know not what you say to me. You think you got me by the words you use, but you can't curse me with any word of this occult language that you think you know what you're saying to me by the word. By their definition, description, and direction, that's what's got us fooled. But again, just that term alone, thank you, family. You got that individual. Because they're going to stop and try to figure out what is wrong with this crate. I just insulted this individual. And they said, thank me. It's either they crazy or I need to talk to them and see if they heard me or whatever. You making them think. That's the first way to catch them. You got to make them think. They say you can't fight fire with fire. You got to put it out with water. We control the situation. We put that flame out slowly but surely. We don't throw gasoline on the fire and make it bigger. So again, this is just one way of seeing these numbers, and especially that 9. Because when you look at thank is 18, you is 1, 10, 9 and 1. 9, you is 1. If I use bitch ass comes to a 9, motherfucker comes to a 9. That's why I said in the beginning, if you added 1 or 1999, you're going to have that 1. That's what I just did in those particular words. It's just that easy for me. And it will be for our children. Because, again, a lot of us are already on our path along our journey. But we know now how important the message of the numbers that are being revealed to us. We're not truly catching on, but we know the importance. It's something there. But that lets us know that that's something, too, that our children will be able to use to break a lot of this nonsense that is being ushered in through technology. It's not going to stop, but we can stop it. Remember, same thing we're saying is happening. We've never heard anything happen with the children in Silicon Valley who are not permitted to mess with any of these devices or technology. You never hear anything about their children because, again, they're not plugged in. So these are little examples that we can give, tidbits that we talk about, that we can share with those that we start to inform. Don't just sit back and say, we can't do, no, it ain't never going to get done if we're not doing our parts by sharing information with somebody. Somebody. We got too much information to sit on and not do nothing and constantly complain. Stop complaining and start questioning everything and then do something about it. So, again, all of this is part of our true college education, which is revealing Mother Nature within our journey. It's no wonder that we're saying and using particular words, even if we don't know the number. But that's why I love what I've been given. I see these numbers and the words we're all speaking on this party line. A whole bunch of people that just don't see it yet. And again, it's not for us to get mad or be judgmental. All we do is identify who's who and what's what. Keep it moving. Because those who identify, you identify, they identify you. We know who we are. Those who know. Those who don't, again, when they open their mouth and start to talk, we're able to identify. So this is a lesson for tonight that we take with us along our journeys, that we're all here to come see, to be that Jehovah's Witness, as they call it. But in the Bible, it just says, come see. Every time one of the seals is open, baby, come see. It's time for you to witness. That's that store that a lot of people frequent by number, come see. It's called 7-Eleven. Ain't that something?
Yes,
see, they put all of these numbers on buildings and in particular store names that we never think of. McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy. We don't think of the number. We just hope. We, like I said, these are spells, baby. This is why the colors on these particular restaurants are similar colors that pull you in, just like the similar colors that pull our children in on these video games. Just like with the gambling games at casinos with all the lights, bells, and whistles. It sets off different chemicals in. Anyway, I'm not going to go there. I'm not a scientist, but we all know. See, yeah. And these are the things that we need to truly talk about with our children, with our grandchildren, with our friends' children, with our neighbors' children. This is what we need to do. See, because we keep saying homeschool, this is part of the homeschool. This is part of the village that we used to have. That we act like we know what happened with us and how we were brought up and what made us the way we are. And we like, we done lost that blueprint. Family, come on. And we keep saying it's up to us to fix us, and we got the blueprint to do it if we just turn around and talk, turn around and inform, turn around and show them the way. But that means we got to be right. We got to be on point. We can't be half-stepping. Because more than anything, a child, a youth is going to look at you to make sure you ain't one of those out there bullshitting, because they not seen too much bullshit in their life. They don't need no more. That's why it's rough sometimes trying to get through. I'm not saying it's no easier for me, but I do have what I've been given, numbers. Ain't nobody else talking to them in numbers to show them these things. When they see it, it's curiosity and amazement. But that's it. I go with the numbers on the words that they use that they didn't see that, you know, again, puts them somewhere else. Something old that they now see new because they never saw a connection with the number and what's being given, making the old new. Same thing that's been done throughout history, and we never saw the number behind none of it. It's time for it, family. That's all. It's that time.
Yes, it is.
It's about time. It's about space. It's about time to smack your face. Some people need to get smacked. For sure, for sure. Well, I'm sorry, Sister Antoinette. Were you trying to say something?
No, I was laughing at you, Brother Eddie.
Okay.
Not
yes,
at you, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, I got you. You know, but it's something I mentioned to you, too, and here's one for both my Christian brothers and sisters family and my Hebrew family. see, we, again, just like the story of Moses, seeing the characters that they gave us, when we think of Jesus, it's always the images and pictures and storylines that they gave instead of seeing these things metaphorically, as they said, metaphors and allegories. So we get, a lot of us, upset of Jesus when we really trace it back that Jesus is just being replaced, replaces Zeus. And, you know, even when they say that, I don't get into it unless it adds up. When it adds up, I can go with it, and it definitely adds up. Zeus is 18, which is a 9. Jesus is 27, which is a 9. You know, and the story, once you see the storyline, it adds up too. But saying all that is, they're using all of these different images, characters, pictures, plate, but the number remains the same, family. And when we know who we are by the number, that they are using all of these different allegories and metaphors along with the characters and images and pictures, that has whitewashed us out of all of it, and we are all of it. It's all connected. By the way, all is 5. Connected is 31. 5 and 4. That 9 that we talked about. So when our Christians are stuck on the image of Jesus Christ, the way they gave it to us, and the counterpart of the Hebrew Israelites are giving another rendition of a story that they've been given, everybody else's story that somebody takes and gravitates to. For me, it's a number, because when you see by number, Jesus Christ is 59. 5 plus 9 is 14. 1 plus 4 is that 5, family. I got 5 on it. And Hebrew Israelite is 68. Hebrew is 27, Israelite is 41. That gives you 68. 6 plus 8 is 14, 1 plus 4 is 5. It's the same darn thing, family. But somebody washed your head and given you this, that, and you don't see it your way. Again, family, don't get it twisted. I'm giving you my way with the numbers that I see it. The numbers will show you something completely different if you take advantage of what the universe is putting in front of you. But we still choose to give a story the way it has been programmed in us to see it, especially by the words. And it's hard to break that cycle. But as I said, family, this is a way. A is just one. A way out. Because what I'm giving shows you, how do I get out what I've been put in if I didn't know I was put in it? The numbers lead you. Simple. N is 6. You have to find the same number, different word, to get you out. Guess what? Out is 6. In is 6, out is 6. This is how this works. Very simple. Program is 24, which is 6. Deprogram is 33, which is 6. That's why I said you have to find these words that these numbers keep showing you. It'll take a little time, but that's why 9 is so crucial, family, at 9, because the true secret hidden behind the English alphabet is the blueprint to the metaphors of God and Christ. Ain't that something? Right there in the word alphabet, is the word God in Christ. It's hidden right there. That's why Alpha being God and Bet being Christ, we ain't betting on Alpha, on God. We all somewhere else betting. See, that's why that 9 is understanding that we are universal students still learning useful information of our God-given rights for living life as intended. And the source is revealing the light that starts within yourself. But all of that, when you see the 9, universal, 36, which is 9, student, 36, which is 9, learning, 27, information, 36, revealing, 27, source, 27, light, 27, light, life, 18. It's all about the 9, the information, understanding God in Christ in you. It's knowing that you are a messenger with a message. Messenger is 41, message is 31. Metaphysics. It's understanding why we have taken away from nature of knowing the melanin in us has the pigment that gives us the energy and power we need. Well, guess what? Melanin is 16.
Excuse me, Brother Eddie. We have 15 minutes left in this live program. Do you want to go over, or how do you want to handle this?
Okay, we will go over a little bit if the family is still with us and has something to add within the next 15 minutes. So,
okay, well,
go ahead.
You want to give your contact information? Well, first I should give out the number, huh? You want to do the number?
Yes, the number is 515-605-9343. That's 515-605-9343. My contact number is eharris12764@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. Okay, y'all, you have, 14 minutes to call in. If you have a question or a comment, or if you just want to continue to listen to this live broadcast. And don't forget, Dry Bones is on Sunday for the Helios Filios at 10:30 a.m. And don't forget Brother Ray with the drumming at 3 p.m. No matter where you are in the world, at 3 p.m. Eastern, we are drumming. Okay, Brother Eddie.
Yes, family, and remember the key is to pass it on. The information you inquire that is useful, that you've taken the time to investigate, research, and test out before you give it out, that's the way, or for me, the way to go. Before I give it to somebody else, I have to know it at least works for me. And always letting the others know what works for me might not work for you. See?
That is true. Also, Joe, I'm sorry, Brother Eddie.
Oh, go ahead.
These shows, while you're able to still get them, to download them, not only take notes, but download the shows so that you will have them. Put them on your own flash drive or whatever the other thing is, the thing that you just stick in there. What's that called? The card, whatever the
that?
Flash drive.
Yeah, thank you. So that you'll have this, because we don't know how long we're going to have this information. You know, when you look at what's going on today, and, you know, we don't know how long that they're going to continue to allow us and anybody to be able to do anything of any value on the Internet. So I truly suggest that you download this stuff and, you know, put them on a flash drive or what Brother Eddie just said. Okay, I'm complete, Brother Eddie.
Yes, family. So take this in too, family. We have to take our power back by deciding. This is a decision, a choice.
Yeah.
Are you public or are you private? See. Who has your private information? Well, you're not private. You're a part of the public. And when we allow ourselves to be a part, an extension of the government, this is why everything that's over the public is the government. It's no wonder why government 39, which is a 3, and public is 21, which is a 3. And you see what the government is doing to the public, especially our children being put in the schools. Well, school is 21. Public, 21, school, 21. And once they're in a public school, the government, 39, has been given permission, because once they're in their hands, that's what we've done. Permission is 39. Government is 39. We have given the government permission to do with our children what they want. Same thing we're hearing about children being allowed or being taught homosexual acts, children being allowed to make a decision to take these shots, children being allowed to have abortions, take contraceptives, whatever, without their parents knowing and knowledge. Again, government trying to regulate how to bring up your child. This is when the implement of your child being able to call the police on you for abuse because you have basically whooped that behind. And now today, they want to call it child abuse when we know, when we go back in our minds, how we got hit upside the head with high heel shoes, extension cords, switches from limbs on tree, I mean, any and everything that our parents could lay their hands on back then. And how did we turn out? How are we talking to one another? What are we talking about? Reclaim through the real college education or
yes.
Mother Nature, see? So,
yeah.
Again, we have to make that concerted decision if we want to remain public or get our private citizenship back. There, I'm kind of touching into a realm that I'm learning about with knowing the laws behind all these things to reclaim our identity. But these are the things that others have the knowledge so that we can get the information and do these things. Like I said, we don't have to do it to a degree, just enough that we know what we're doing to basically get what we want. because that's what they've done with us for the longest. Taken what is rightfully ours and have capitalized on it for too long. But like, I'm just part of this revealing that's happening that we're all talking about. And this is why we all have a piece of the puzzle so that we can put it all out on the table and put our various pieces where they go so we can see the total picture, the whole picture. And again, these conversations are the conversations that are needed to help us fix us instead of concentrating so much on a Donald Trump's trial, on what Biden is doing now. Don't get me wrong, things that this government is doing is good to be aware of, but like again, at the end of the day, that awareness doesn't change what is happening to us. We still have to stay on point. Stay on your spiritual assignment, whatever it is, stay focused, because these are the distractions to get you going. Because again, I don't care who it is or what it is it going to change your life right here, right now, by you knowing whatever you know, other than knowing this information to pass it on and to share it with someone? Because we can't stop it. We can't do anything about it. We can voice what our opinion, and it still ain't doing nothing. So it's throwing you off of what we are chosen to do. If you are of that particular bloodline, as it said, because everybody isn't. A lot of people can hear what I'm saying, and it doesn't faze them. It doesn't activate. It doesn't stimulate. It doesn't resonate. If it doesn't, hey, keep it moving. That's what I'm doing. And I'm quite sure those who it doesn't touch, they keep it moving. But that's it. This is how we're able to not only identify, but to recognize each other. And again, it's only a chosen few, family. Don't get upset when we see the majority of the, well, that's the way it's supposed. It's not a big number. That's why I'm grateful for the few, chosen few, that are on this line. See, y'all feed me. All that information that y'all give. And I know a lot of you all don't understand. For me, it's just the words you speak, because I don't speak the same words, use the same words, been to certain places that my brothers and sisters, you all have been. I journey with you when I listen to you by the number of what you're saying, what you're giving me, because that's the way I'm taking it in. That's the way I've been given to receive these numbers by the words that you use to me. And like I said, I can do this with these, and it's been a 10-year run, but I know I'm from the old school. I know what our new school, what our children can do. But again, like Sister Antoinette said, if y'all can download these shows, if you ain't taking notes, but hopefully you're doing both, that these are some of the platforms, the blueprint, and that's why blueprint is 36. That's that 9. This is the blueprint of the alphabet that has been given. I'm just here giving that part that I've been given to break the damn code of the alphabet. With this, we can kick ass. Guess what? Alphabet, 4 and 5 is kick ass. 5 and 4. Kick is 14, ass is 13. Metaphysics, 14, 30, all of these words, as above, so below. This is how we learn to kick ass now, as above, because we're getting tied in and linked to as above. Once we are linked to that, we know what's going to happen, so below. See, and it's through the worship and fellowship that we come together in. Fellowship and worship, it's the alphabet. It's God in Christ. It's metaphysics. It's the internet. I heard somebody use that. I've said it before, and I say it again till we truly get it. They're using the numbers of God in Christ within the words and the devices that they've created. Internet comes to God in Christ. Metaphysics. Computer data. We're constantly talking about how do they know ever since the computer was introduced, it's all military apparatus, weapons that they've learned how to make into games. See? So all of these, ever since the older generation played Pong and went to video arcades, these were test runs, family. To use that same premise of gambling addiction. This is why God in Christ, internet, is drug addiction. Brother Kwame touched on it. Drug is 22. That's God. Addiction is 32. Christ is 32. The internet is a drug addiction to our children and youth. Children is 31. Youth is 23. All of us connected to the nine. It's not a coincidence, family. And again, this is just the nine called blueprint that you can now introduce to your children. It's something they've never heard. I know you ain't never heard of it because, family, I didn't hear of it until the Creator gave it to me every week. These ain't things that I just come know. When I take off, these downloads, these things that I'm getting from as above, it's all connected. It is all connected. They've disconnected everything, and they're constantly trying to do it farther, 6 feet of separation. Blase, we scared again. Mass, no mass. Vax, no vax. It's the old rendition of the Willie Lynch syndrome. Feel nigga, house nigga. Bad hair, good hair. Light skin, dark skin. Again, divided, we fall. Divided is 32. And it's because the obedience isn't there anymore. Obedience is 32. So, again, family, these are the things within this blueprint. It's called the fourth liberal art, which is arithmetic. We have to come out of those bottom three chakras or the trivium of the seven liberal arts. Grammar, logic, and rhetoric. We got to surpass that and get to the arithmetic, geometry, music, and astronomy. The top four chakras or the top four liberal arts, the quadrivium. We're talking about the fourth and fifth dimension.
But that's why you got to get to the fourth and fifth chakra, fourth and fifth liberal arts, the fourth and fifth seals. It's all connected, but again, giving us different things and teaching us different formats, spiritual realm of the seven chakras, the educational realm of the seven liberal arts, and the religious realm of the seven seals. We have all the, again, we can go through here to there with the seven stars, seven sisters, seven seas, I mean, 777, 9311, anyway. Family, it's time. Like I said, we now have to just really start putting it all together. Even our conversations dealing with telepathy. We keep talking about them interfering, which they have been, with our cell phones. Well, cell phone is 29, which is a 2. Telepathy is 38, which is a 2. We have that power, as I said, with Moses talking to the burning bush. We're seeing a visual conversation, but it's actually mental telepathy. Telepathy, again, 38, burning bush, 47. They both the 2. Moses is 20, which is the 2. Mind, your mind, is 11, which is the 2. These characters and images are talking about different processes that we go through that we can't see because we have tied everything to the stories of the allegories and parables and not able to see these things happening, processes as above, happening so below within the body. So our Holy Bible comes to one. You come to one. Self comes to one. Body comes to one. Personal relationship comes to one. This is why everybody's having a personal relationship with their body and getting healthy. Heal thyself. They call it healthy self. It's heal thyself. We have that power. We're now obtaining the information, leaving a titty or dependence of a system who, by even their admission, everything that they're making is not conducive for the human body or human consumption. We've been talking about it for years now with the GMOs, with the preservatives, the additives, the sodium, the sugar, the glucose. I mean, gluten-free now.
Yeah.
For how many decades were we eating food that evidently had gluten in it before that word came to everybody's face that, again, once they throw the shit on the wall, the word out there, and we start regurgitating it, they got us.
Yep, that is so, so true.
COVID-19, they got us. Coronavirus, they got us. Why do we have to wait to them to mention coronavirus in 2020 before we start regurgitating coronavirus when it's been on the back of the Lysol cans for decades, family?
Yes.
All of these damn diseases that they introduced to us at different intervals. H1N1, back of the Lysol can. SCARS, back of the Lysol can. Ebola, back of the Lysol can. Come on, when did they release it to the public? It's been there, family, for decades. And it's only because once they mention it, because we didn't even put it in our heads because we don't read labels, we don't read, that now it gives it energy because we vibrate
the existence of a non-existent word that, again, this occult language of English now puts in the public space. If I was private to myself, I wouldn't even be listening to the public. I'd be in my own private domain, which I am anyway. But I still have to keep my ear to, as we say, the grindstone, to what's happening out here in the street. But again, family, I'm saying what's been said hundreds of different ways. But I'm knowing that the way that I've been given it to say it, with the numbers backing me up, are vibrating on a different frequency, where people are already connected by numbers anyway. And it's just the lack of understanding that we haven't gotten into it deeper, that's all. And it's just like time, it's going to click. The more you use it, the more you get it. Just like the old saying, if you don't use it, you lose it. But if you don't know it, you can't even do it. So this is the thing. We're now getting information from different angles. Everybody's got an angle. As long as you know your angle, your gift that you're supposed to be giving. That's what a gift is for, to give it away. So on that journey, once you discover, find your gift, you now know your way, your angle. This is when you become truly wealthy. See, because it has nothing to do with the material money. My own energy, yes. Brother Kwame says, yield. But it's yes for me for everything that's positive. Money. My own energy, yes. Yes, it is. It's mine, baby. I'm claiming it. It's mine. So with that, family, until next week, because in 2 weeks, Sister Antoinette, like I said, we're going to plan for that family show, because spring is here, and we need to start, like I said, I saw dandelions pick them today, and we need to start harvesting whatever we can that starts to come up and bloom now, and start talking about the different things that we could use and even know whenever that time comes. And they say it ain't no food, because, again, they can say that at any time. Like they said 6 months ago, that all these chicken farms are burning, you know.
Yeah.
Do we know for sure? Were we there at all of the locations? Blase, we Skippy, was it as bad as they say? Was it this? They said that the baby formulas was tainted, poisoned, whatever it might be. They had to have a recall.
Yeah.
See, so at any time, we can always hear that Ebola is in the salads. There's mad cow disease in the beef. I mean, any report they want to, they can tell us. And then right after that, what do? Increase the price of food.
Yeah.
There was a shortage because of the freeze.
Oh, you know, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that. I did not notice.
See, so these are the things that they constantly tell us, that we, again, it's all a test. Just like with our children, with all this craziness, even with the direction of food, gas. Remember, every year it goes up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
See, we'll never be out, but they always tell us, you know, it's the war now. It's this.
Yeah.
It's that. It's always something. See?
Yes, it
is. And this
is
every year. But see, this is why now we're talking about it. We're calling them on it. Because, again, this is our way out. It's the truth that we speak and stand behind and stand on that stops this nonsense. But as long as we keep talking about it with no action of turning it around, because, again, if we're talking about it the way we see it, and that's what we be, just like we talk about, you got to be what you want others to see.
Yeah.
And if they keep seeing us saying the same thing we've been talking about for 50 years, now I'm over 50 and I've been hearing the same old song all around the world, same song.
Mm-hmm.
We've been saying this for over 50 years, family.
Yes.
For over 50 years we've been talking. It's like we say, we're tired of being tired.
Yeah.
But
not doing anything to get up.
That's it. See, if you really tired, you're going to do something about it. And like I said, if you can't walk, but you can talk, then you can do something. But the key is to give the right useful information for change. And again, if you ain't walked that walk, you ain't lived it, you don't know it, you can't teach it. See, and that will come across quickly in a conversation. A person will know right away if this person knows what they're talking about, if this person has lived the life that they're talking about. See, the conviction and the intention within the conversation being given, a person can identify and recognize right away if this person is the person that they truly supposed to meet, or if this is just a person, as we say, by chance, along your journey, you just happen to bump into.
Yeah.
But even for me, you can still find something useful in any so-called mistake, because it wasn't a mistake. We just didn't see the message that was being delivered or that we are supposed to give. Give and receive. It's better to give than receive, but we're doing both. When we're giving, it's transmitting. Receive what we're receiving. So with that, if we don't have anything else, family, we're going to go ahead and...
Paris has something that he wanted to say. Go ahead, Sister Paris.
Great.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
ma'am.
We can.
We can hear you.
Okay. Well, everything is contaminated. Every doggone thing. You got to be careful, family. But I want to apologize. Brother Eddie, I got so excited that Sister Life had linked up and given me so much confirmation. And Brother Kwame, I didn't mean to just to drag you into, I mean, you know, interject you into Brother Eddie's platform. And so I'm apologizing for that. I get excited because they're not people around in my circle in Sierra Vista who are, I'm finding worthy. They're really not on this page, but on the same page that we may be on. And I'm learning so much about how to discern and pay attention to everything, because what I'm looking, what I'm seeing, family, there are a lot of demons, entities roaming this planet. And if we do not protect ourselves and pay attention, including family members, those are the ones that really can bite you in a good way. And not, in a major way. So I just get excited to hear positiveness and confirmational things. This has been a journey for me. And I'm, you know what, Brother Harris, I'm wondering, did I make the right move at the particular time with this procedure that I had? There's a lot I don't even want to talk about right now, but I'm having issues, family. I'm having issues, and I'm reaching out to prepare myself to pass on my legacy, because quite frankly, I'm not sure of how long I'm going to be here. This is not an easy journey at all. So thank you for just being in my circle. And I what keeps me grounded to make it through a day, I think about the good people, the human beings that came to my circle, and they're still here, at least 5%. And I have to think about that, the good things that the Creator has connected me to, the good ones, you know. And I just want to let you know, Kwame, I give thanks, Brother Eddie, Sister Life, Sister Antoinette. I give thanks. You help to keep me encouraged, because this ain't easy. This is not easy. I just really don't even want to be here, y'all. But life. You said quite a few things, and I appreciate you for coming up there to Tamaray. And I appreciate you, Brother Kwame, for allowing the sister to bring you to the Carolinas to be with me at Camp Arizona. You just don't know. So I give thanks. I love you. I love you, family.
We love you, Mother AZ.
Thank us.
I want to say this. Yes, really quick, Mother AZ. First of all, there's no need to apologize. There was no problem. Your excitement is my excitement. You know, like I said, why that flow was going on, you know, I have no problem, because, again, when I hear these things in you, it's things that you have to get out at that time. Again, it might not have been the right time, but, again, we got everything back on track. So it was no need to apologize for that energy that you had. And, again, the excitement, again, for Sister Life, Life's Calling, I heard that when you got on, you know, that energy and that happiness that she called in to the class tonight, that made you more excited. So like I said, that gives us energy, you know. So you take that energy that I'm giving you, that you showed, and you replace it with that negative energy that you just gave us at the end. See, because I understand we all are going through issues. See, but again, as we said, we don't have nothing we can't bear. We just can't give in to that mindset of just, you know, I'm tired. Yeah, we tired, but you still wake up every morning. So again, with me, use these words that I use every morning and every night before I go to bed, and I'm going to just give you a piece of it. Inhale, exhale, every day gratitude in your positive, that you appreciate your attitude within your meditation, visualization, prayers, and reflections in the cosmic air you breathe. Those words or similar words that convey the positive energy
that you are grateful for every single day. You wake up and lay your head down because you got up. It was a reason that you're still here, that you're still getting up, dealing with all of the issues you still got to do, and you're still forging on. You've had surgeries, and you've had this, but it didn't stop you. See, the only thing that will stop you is the way we start to look at things. That basically will slow down the energy of even tonight's or tomorrow's solar eclipse. See, eclipse is the changes that are happening. Eclipse is 29, changes is 29. This is an energy that eclipses the changes dealing with the solar, not lunar. The number changes. Solar is energy by number. We're getting solar energy of changes. And the change, again, we've been talking about speaking it into existence, manifesting. When you start to get that ho-hum drum and, you know, I still got a legacy to leave. I haven't given everything that I've been here to give. So I know this is why I wake up every morning. Tell yourself, because again, you are what you think. It starts in your thought.
Yes, sir.
That 5%, it's in your circle. That's why you said 5% with five. Circle is 23, which is five.
I did say that, didn't I?
Yes,
he
did.
See? Yes, he did.
It's all about that five, my love. That's why love is 14, which is five. We love you, too.
Thank you.
And that's how we going to end that with love. Go ahead, Brother Carney. Yes, you can.
Yeah, I just said, and Mama AZ, you know, as Brother Eddie was saying about the breath, between the inhale and the exhale is the sacred space. And you are in that sacred space always as long as you inhale and exhale.
Yes, sir.
And the part for Brother Eddie, you got into it and you were talking about the nine. And the thing that kept resonating with it, and I was wondering, what's the ninth, you know, in the alphabet, what's the ninth letter?
Brother Eddie?
It's nine. I'm sorry. I have myself on mute. If I'm not mistaken, in another code, it should be I. Should be nine.
All right. And see, that's why it's so important that nine is, it always equals out to come back to be nine. It's because it is I. It is the individual to understand that he is that ninth. He is the beginning. He is the completion. And that's why he says, who do I tell him sent this? And he says, I am that I am.
That's right.
Is the part in which it is. It's because a person is a person because they're people. We can't be unless there are others that be also. And so it's overstanding that. And the other part of the I, the number nine, is if you took it and you separated the top of it, and that's zero and one, you put it together and it's zero and one. The male and female.
Okay.
Can I say one thing?
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Thank you. First, Mama's AZ, I love you so much. You know, you really.
Could you speak up a little louder?
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can. Okay. Yeah,
thank
I love you.
You
so much. Mama AZ, and we have been with each other for so long.
We have, baby.
You know,
yes, we have.
You don't even know how much you have taught me or led me to look or, you know, just many things. I mean, you just taught me really to look a little deeper within myself because I was different than other people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I so appreciate you. As far as, you know what I told you earlier, like saying that you're not going to be here. You're going to be here forever. Like, you know,
we don't
go anywhere. We just, it's either you're going to be here on this side with us, you know, physically still going through the mundane, or you're going to be on the other side assisting us more, you know. So and don't ever fear that you have to pass on something, but you've passed on so much, you know. So, like,
yeah,
I mean, you can pass on way more because you're going to be here. I'm going to send you that video. I don't know if anyone's seen a video by Michael Jackson. It was called Earth Song. You can't just listen to it. You have to actually watch it. And it's telling you lots of clues as to what is going to start happening. I actually had a dog get hit by a car, went up in the air. She looked like, I just knew she was just gone, dead. You know, her name was Queen, too. And I was like, oh, my God, I was so sad. But I came back, I called my daughter because it was her dog. You know, I had took her without a leash, you know, because she usually follows me. I was so sad. And she was like, are you sure you're talking about Queen? Because she's right here. And the dog was just, it had a gash on his head, but the dog was just jumping around and lasted a long time. It's still alive, but, you know, someone let it out and it got lost. But hopefully it's helping somebody else. The dog was alive. So it's something else going on here, and we just have to be aware of it. That's it. I love you, Mama AC. I hope you didn't feel offended when I said I didn't, you know, I don't know what my calling is, because, like, I think I pointed out, I know, you know, our family is not, it may not literally be our family, but it was a reason why I came to that family, just like the reason why you came to your family. And so it's like so many people probably need us. I'm not going to say me. I'm just going to say so many people need us right now. But I do believe in confirmations. And like I said, if they be like, hey, you got to go to Arizona, I'm going to call you. I'm going to be like, hey, get your stuff together. I'm coming, you know, and we're coming back. And we're going to Virginia. And we're going to stay there, you know. So it's just like that. We just got to see what, you know, is in store for us. Right now, I'm just open to instruction right now, because thinking, if we think, we're going to think wrong, because we've already been so, you know, indoctrinated already, you know. So I just have to leave my mind open and let them tell me where to go, and I'm just going to follow, you know, and try to protect myself so nobody tells me to do the wrong thing, you know. And that's it. I love y'all.
I'm gonna play this song for y'all. Y'all mentioned the Earth
okay.
song.
Okay, Sister Antoinette.
Yes.
I just have one quick question. Is too late.
Okay, just give me one moment, okay? Let me play this for y'all.
Thank you. bet your only son. What about flowering fields? Is there a time? What about all the dreams that you set in your mind? Did you ever stop to notice all the children dead before? Did you ever stop to notice the crying earth as we make sure?
Ma'am,
I told you that. Do you know How many times? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You have no idea of how many times I have posted that on my page. I have sent that out because let me tell you something. The young man that's laid to rest there at Miracle Valley, he drove himself into a truck, crossed himself over on Highway 92. It's all on the internet. He's connected to Miracle Valley, Arizona, all right? To make a long story short, he blew the lights out in my room, and Sister Lisa happened to be coming through here to eyeball me, and she was kind enough to take me to Miracle Valley. And 2 days later, after that child drove himself into the truck, and I asked him, why did he come to me? Why me? And he says, it's because of the children, and you have enough guts to speak out because of my parents and the child trafficking that's going on here in this location in Cochise County. And that song came. I couldn't believe it. I don't know. Like I said, family, I don't know how many times I've posted it on my Facebook page from Miracle Valley. And they talk, the children, the baby that drove himself into the truck, his name is Mark Bentoncourt. It's all on the internet, and I've been researching it. And Brother Kwame can tell you, I was out there for 14, 15 days. It's another story. It takes too long to tell you now. But that's what that baby told me. He says, you have the balls, the guts to speak out, and you're not afraid of my parents. Because his mom and dad are ministers, and they called the sheriff on me to arrest my black ass, to throw me in jail. On the 14th day that I was there in a tent at Miracle Valley at the cemetery, I call it a resting spot, but I was protected. And after I told his mother, I said, I do not believe in Christianity. I'm a Baha'i. I'm going to stay Baha'i. You can do whatever you want. Don't come here trying to convert me, because I'm not going for that. That temple, there was a shootout with the people in Harvey, Illinois. The minister's son was blown up in the truck. Jesse Jackson came to investigate it. It's all on the internet, family. But that song that child sent to me, it's about the children. When Michael says, what about us? I hear the children saying, what about us? They took my child. DSS took my child at 10 years old. And if it had not been for my granddad and my dad being Masons, my daughter would have been locked up, caught up in the goddamn child trafficking as well, the social services. And you know what? Thank you, family. Peace. I'm going to be
now
quiet.
Now you see the reason why you can't give up. You can't give up, Sister Paris. You have an assignment, these children.
Thank the children, right. Thank us for the children.
Thank you, family. Thank us.
Thank you.
Oh!
Folks, we have people that's here. If you have a question or a comment, if you press the number one, then I know to open your lines. Okay, y'all. Brother Eddie?
Yes, I'm here laid back in the cut with my pen and pencil and listening to What About Us. Like I said, yeah. What about it, family? And it's Let Us Fix Us. It's up to us.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Up to us.
We see the problems, so now
we are powerful more than we know. Yeah.
What's that?
I said we are very powerful.
Oh, yes.
Like we are so powerful, so we have to get back to that, tapping in.
Yeah.
We need to tap into this power we have, because we have lots of power. Now that the sun is beaming, get that sun and get your powers back.
Yes,
they
I'm
know
going to make sure of that.
Yes.
Is Brother Kwame still here? There?
I'm here.
Brother Kwame?
Yes.
Brother Kwame, I have a quick question. What does it look like? Maybe I have to come back to North Carolina or Georgia or South Dakota to get a sweat. What does it look like as far as what you do in the sweat lodges? Have you made a difference, meaning more and more people are having sweats, or what does it look like? Because I've been having some dreams, and what does it look like from your point of view?
Well, and it may be the vision of what we're doing next month on the around from the 27th through the 29th in Navajo, Illinois. And we're having a gathering from the indigenous people from the South Americas, from Canada, mm-hmm. and from here on Turtle Island. And we're going to, well, we have one lodge there, and we're building another one, and we're having, putting up three teepees, and we're having a gathering with bringing mm-hmm. the messages from the different nations in order for us to convey in the healing in the lodge and the prayers in the lodge, but also in sitting around the fires and being able to hear other cultures tell us the message that's been given to those people, that we as a human race have to begin the process. So that's what's kind of what you're hearing about is the lodge is getting ready to be used as the teaching tool.
Thank us, Brother Kwame. Thank us so much for confirming some things you and Sister Life and the brothers today. And I give thanks to Sister Juanetta. I thought her Earth Day was today, but Sister Life and I found out it was yesterday on the 18th. And she was born in Kyle, South Dakota. And please, family, look at that little video. It's not very long. It's I Want to Live. I met her at A&T in 1986, and it's been on ever since. So thank us.
Thank you, Sister Paris.
Thank you. Thank us.
Yes.
And,
okay,
you know, just one last thing, and this is the part where each of us on this line, it's all in divine order that we're speaking what's in our hearts, is because on this eclipse of this new moon, it's the new seed, you know, and this seed in which is being planted in each heart that we're sharing with is part of what Brother Eddie was talking about in the college and the university. And really in nature is the college, but it's the collage. Everything is in its place, and it's a perfect picture. Nature grows the most beautiful pictures of collages. And that's where it is. It's in nature. You have this collage that is part of this planet being in the universe of life. And these are the two things that he was specifically saying in the college and the university. In the university of this planet is in the universe. Our galaxy is part of this universe. And the collage on this planet of all the things that are put together in nature, you know, and it's very powerful that we understand the seeding that is going on now. And I have this little plaque over my window at the sink, and it reads, "Any man can count how many seeds are in an apple, but only the Creator knows how many apples are in that seed." And we are the seed.
Thank you, Brother.
And that's
Kwan.
What we're
Thank
doing.
You.
We're seeding and we're planting, because this show has been on 2 hours and 42 minutes. And in that 2 hours and 42 minutes, every second, 7 seconds, there has been a child born on Turtle Island.
Yes, thank you. Real quick, and we're going to pick back up because, again, I didn't get to the real university, and Brother Kwame just touched on it. Understanding university by numbers, 47, which is a 2, that's the universe. 38, which is a 2, that's the Milky Way. 20, which is a 2. The cosmos, 20. We're cosmic people. Cosmic is 20. People are 20. We're people of the cosmic dust. So, yes, family. Yes. The seed has been planted. And we're here to take it to the next phase. Take it to the next phase, baby. Take me. Yes, we're going to the next phase. So,
and the collage.
That collage, that's right. Seeing the total package. Bit
right.
by bit, by piece. So, yes, family. And, again, thank for the family show to get all those family remedies that we can use in nature.
Yeah.
So that we can truly be ready, really ready.
Yeah.
See?
Yes, that's lots of notes so I can share all of them with you.
And all we have to remember is the farm you see in nature is the medicine you need to live.
Mm-hmm.
Pharmacy.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, family, with that being said, into the next class, the next episode, we'll make it happen. Well, we're making it happen right now as we speak.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
yep.
Well, appreciate love all y'all and have a good evening. And to the next class.
Thank you.
Later.
Everyone have a beautiful night. With healing.
Thank you, y'all,
love.
Too.
Thank
you, y'all. Have a
good night.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, have a good night, folks. We'll see you again next time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Somebody trying to say something?
Can you play that song out? Can you play it again on the going home? I mean, you know.
Yeah, let me get to it again. Okay, here you go.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
What about rain? What about all? things that you said we were to gain. What about killing fears? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we shed before? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth, this weeping shore? You pledged your only son. What about flowering fields? Is there a time? What about all the dreams that you said were yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the children dead from